Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gino Toretta, he was on with us last week. He was going to the Masters. He got the rare Saturday-Sunday tickets for a Masters that has limited capacity anyway. A very hard pull. I don't know how he managed this. We saw, you know, I said Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence and D. Wade and a whole bunch of celebs there I saw on Thursday and Friday. I don't know if he saw anybody on Saturday or Sunday, but here he is, Gino Toretta. Hello, Gino.
Well, it almost started not very well. Actually, it did start not very well because my brother and I left our hotel in Augusta, and I pulled out of the driveway, and I'm like, where's my credential? I handed him his credential in our hotel room, and I lost mine some way going down the elevator out of the thing.
What?
So I didn't think I
that,
was.
I mean, the credential's your ticket. That's a $2,500 or $5,000 ticket. How do you misplay? Why didn't you put it around your neck?
It just had like a little, you know, small thing you put on your belt loop, right? It's just like a normal credential. And I had it in my hat with my mask and, you know, and all this stuff. And I literally reached in my pocket, like right when we drove out of the hotel garage, and I didn't have it. So I texted my buddy. I mean, I went back and forth every elevator in the hotel, backtracked. Oh. I'm like, how in 5 minutes could a ticket disappear? Anyway, so we drove to Augusta. I texted my buddy. I said, no bleep. I lost my pass. So I dropped my brother off. I said, go to the first tee, and that's where my buddy was going to be there at noon. And all of a sudden, I dropped my brother off. I pulled out. I was going to, you know, go park and just wait and see if somebody called me, you know. And all of a sudden, my phone rang, and it was the police officer at the gate. Mr. Gino, turn your car around, park. We'll take care of you. And security walked me in. He goes, dude, we didn't even know who you were. He goes, but you know the ticket number. He goes, they have ways to, you know, basically check the barcode, block the other pass. And within 30 minutes, they gave me another ticket. So I actually
trophy,
got in.
Baby.
It was
Heisman Trophy, baby.
That only happens for Gino damn Toretta.
Heisman Trophy.
Hawk, I would have been locked up. They would have locked my ass up. Gino gets another ticket because he lost his own.
I'd have been crying in my car driving back to Boca. Lost the most important ticket ever. Gino's like, yeah, hello, Heisman Trophy winner Gino Toretta calling. I seem to have misplaced my ticket.
No problem, Mr. Toretta. Gino. Dress code, man. Yes, I know there's a dress code for the golfers. I've never been to Augusta, and I've been to small courses where there's dress code. What about spectators? Will they turn you around if you ain't dressed right?
No. They were fine. You had to have a mask on. I saw people out there with jeans on. You know, I mean, I had shorts and a golf shirt on, and it was all fine. I was even like, do they allow you to smoke cigars out there or smoke? You just couldn't. You weren't supposed to smoke like 15 feet from the ropes around, like, you know, if there were people around. But no, it was fine. It wasn't that strict, but let me say a very country club-esque type attire for all of the people out there.
Sadiddy.
Right. Very
I
waspy.
I call it sadiddy.
Yeah, very waspy, I would imagine. So, okay,
Hawks,
so take us through it.
Hawks, Hawk's buddy was out there Sunday afternoon. He was in the middle of the second fairway, Darth Vader. He was out there following Justin Thomas. So,
most of us are never going to experience this. So you pull up, you get the ticket thing straightened out or whatever. So now you're in Augusta National. You walk in.
Well, first off, my buddies had it all gone. They're like, dude, take Uber. They're like, traffic, the parking, it's terrible. So I'm like, okay, go down in the lobby. No cars available. No cars. I mean, like the night before, no cars available. We asked the front desk, what about a cab? 2 hour wait. I'm like, it's like a 4.5 hour drive from here. I'm like, or 4.5 mile drive from here. I was 2 hours. There's like no transportation. So my brother goes, well, let's just drive. We drove. We parked 200 yards from the front gate. I mean, it was crazy because such the limited capacity, and you know that obviously had the ticket issue where the sheriff walks me in, and you know I go in, they got to scan my ID, and then they give me another pass, and we go in, and you kind of walk in, and the practice range is right to the left, so you know I was kind of double timing because my brother was, I told him to go in to see if my buddy was still waiting for us. And then straight to the concession stand because I needed some calories and some hydration.
Now you've got my attention. Gino Toretta walks into the Masters. It's Saturday. Beeline to the concession stand. $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches, egg salad sandwiches. Talk about it.
I think in the first trip, it was probably a double Dutch on the pimento cheese. Also a chicken salad sandwich, and it was only two beers per person, so a couple beers. So I had to knock those back. That was kind of the precursor. And, you know, I guess I don't know if it went all downhill from there, but, you know, every concession stand from there, it was kind of replenished all of the above.
But how was the pimento cheese sandwich? Because this is famous. This is world famous. It comes in like that green cellophane, and it's just – pimento cheese on white bread.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think I've had a piece of Wonder white bread since 1984 in high school. I got to say, pimento cheese is very underrated. I don't think to buy it, but the sandwich was solid. Had the egg salad sandwich. I had to kind of try it all. I will say this on Sunday. Now agree with me if you think this sounds good. So, there was a hot barbecue pulled pork sandwich, which was very good. Okay, so all of the above were tried on Saturday. Everything was tried. So on Sunday, I was like, you know what? I bet this pimento cheese would be pretty good on this pulled pork sandwich. So I took a pimento cheese, pulled one of the pieces of Wonder Bread off of it, put it in between the other two slices of the bun and the barbecue pulled pork sandwich, and then I knocked that back, and it was very tasty. My brother goes, "Wow, how'd you think of that?" It was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's savvy. That's savvy.
Genius, Gino. Genius. So two beers per trip or two beers period? Because I don't want to go to Augusta if I have two beers all day.
It was per trip. So there was domestic light, which was probably light beer. There was something called Crow's Nest, which my brother tried that first, and I'm very upset that he did not steer me away because I tried that my second round, and it was a very fruity Hefeweizen that was kind of sour, and it was like thumbs down on the. It was called Crow's Nest, and then there was a import, which I think was Stella. So, but it was two per trip, and beer sales stop at 5 p.m. So with the rain delay on Saturday, needless to say, we're a little disappointed on the reentry. We had no time to have a couple more at the last part.
So the pimento cheese sandwich, so I made one over the weekend. I'd never had one before. Solana made one, and Crowder made one. We each had them at our houses. Now, I did it on white bread, and I cut it diagonally because that's what I read that they do at the Masters. I loved it. I thought it was tremendous. I sat down, was watching TV outside, had the pimento cheese sandwich, a funky Buddha, and I loved it. Crowder made his on honey wheat, which I don't even understand what he's doing there. And Solana made his on whole grain. And I don't even know what he's doing there.
But multigrain.
Both of them hated the pimento cheese. I thought it was delightful.
I think it's the bread. You can't have pimento cheese with bread. The bread flavoring will conflict with the tanginess of the cheese. You got to just go white bread that doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's got all kinds of carcinogens in it, and it's terrible for you. But you have to do it with the Hawk sandwich.
Hawk, you didn't listen to Gino's second story where he actually took the sandwich and put it inside of a pork sandwich to upgrade the flavor. Now, don't act like this was an awesome sandwich.
But he liked the sandwich as well. He got there Saturday. He was starving, fired back one of these pimento cheese sandwiches, and his life was changed, right?
And then he decided to rub it between some pork. You gonna throw pork on it? That's the trick?
Exactly. Come on. Think about it. How many, like the burgers with the melted cheese, the fake nacho cheese, you know that ups it up a notch. And I was like,
course.
Man, I bet this pimento cheese on this hot pork pulled pork sandwich will be pretty tasty. You know, the egg sandwich, I will say this, egg salad, it was kind of bland. It needed like some pickle relish or something, and it just didn't have the zing. But they don't have hot dogs, so there's no pickle relish or anything to spice it up with.
Oh, genius, Gino. Genius. What about celebrities, bro? Who'd you see? Let us know.
Yeah,
let us know what you got.
Let's talk about it.
What you got?
I told you, Nick Saban. That was. I would assume the biggest guy. He was on the second hole on Sunday, watching Justin Thomas. I thought probably the funniest thing was Mike Weir, who's Hawk and I's age, who won the Masters. He was everybody that's a member gets has a green jacket, and they walk around and they kind of, you know, they're watching the tournament like you and helping people if you got something wrong. Mike Weir won the tournament. He's 51 years old. He had a hat on that said Usher, and he's walking around knocking them back with four or five of his buddies from Canada. And people are like, is that Mike Weir? I was dying laughing. I that was the funniest thing of the whole trip was him walking around like he was the Usher of Augusta. But let's see, Brock Huard, Damon's brother from Washington, who I know, and the famous New York Jet quarterback Mark Sanchez. That was about the the extent of the celebrities that. But I would say this: everybody's got a mask on, so I wasn't one where I was recognizing anybody. I was like, you know, I had my hat pulled down, and I was just rolling around the course.
So overall, Gino Toretta, Masters on Saturday and Sunday, overall, was Augusta National, and I saw a couple brown patches on the greens a little bit, I thought, but overall, did it look immaculate? I know you've played there before, but now it's all decked out for the Masters, and were you able to see a lot of the action?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, Saturday, especially after the rain. I told Solana when it rained, so I was literally in the parking lot, and I started to pull out, and my buddy texted me, Bishop from Chicago down in Miami. He goes, hey, Jim Nantz said they're teeing back off at 5:15. I'm like, well, they told us to go to masters.com, and there was no update. So all I did was move the car in the parking lot closer to the exit, and we sat there, and then all of a sudden people started lining up at the front. We went in there. When Justin Rose was finishing his 18th hole, he was the last group. He missed the green to the left, Hawk. He was 3 feet in front of me, and I was on the rope. Wow. I mean, there couldn't have been 700 people around the green at the end. There was nobody. Nobody had gone back in because there was only, you know, an hour and a half of play. And then it got crowded on Sunday, you know, especially following Matsuyama and Xander Schauffele at the end. But no, it was great. I couldn't imagine it. You know, it would be hard to get near the ropes with, you know, when it's full capacity.
Right.
But it was phenomenal at limited capacity this weekend.
Gino, I got to ask you, man. This is a question I've had about the Masters for years. I've played hundreds of rounds at dozens and dozens of courses. I've never went around without peeing in the bushes. Is there any does anybody, spectators, golfers, has anybody took a nature tour at the Masters and went behind the bushes?
How dare you?
I would highly doubt it at the tournament because, let me put it to you this way, every group that tees off, so it's two golfers, there is an armed cop walking down the fairway with them. Okay, so you got that guy at the group. There's probably 25 marshals, ushers on every hole, outside the ropes, down the sides, and the concession stands. You know, Channing, you have to wait until the ninth hole, or, man, the outhouse is on six, and you're like, well, I'm not waiting until six. I got to go now. But, dude, they're hidden, and you don't even see that stuff on TV, but there are concession stands, restrooms everywhere, all over in the trees out there on that course. But I would have to assume that somebody probably has ventured into the woods and relieved themselves.
Just a little nature tour, Gino.
Gino Toretta.
I know this. They wind you down for a cell phone at the start, so you don't even mess around once you're in.
Right. There was no chance of sneaking in your cell phone and taking pictures.
I think after the rain delay, I could have because they didn't wind you back down. But at the start, no. It was empty your pockets. They made me take my hat off. I go, why do you make me take it? They're like, you know, if something's in your ball cap. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. Yeah, there's no way. And nobody's got them out there on the grounds. Nobody got a cell phone out there.
Hey, real quick, just because we got on this conversation, do you bowl at all? Have you ever picked up a 7-10 split?
I mean, I have bowled. Normally, I try to throw it as far as I can in the air down the lane, which generally isn't very good for scoring, so I stink at it.
Right. Because Crowder is this PBA bowler yesterday, he picked up the 7-10 split, and it's the first time that it's happened on TV in 30 years. And Crowder, who we know has intercepted Tom Brady, and then we found out a year ago or so, hit a hole in one playing golf, also claims that he has picked up the 7-10 split.
Claim.
And so, yeah, well, because I mean, it's kind of, it seems to be a bit implausible. So I'm just curious if Gino has ever picked up the 7-10 split.
Well, I mean, I did see Rob Stone is a buddy of mine, so I did see the highlight.
Yeah, it was a great call.
I mean, come on. Hawk. He went to Gainesville. I mean, what else are you going to do but bowl up there? So he
but
probably
no,
learned
my,
how to bowl.
My point is,
thank you, Gino.
But my point is, he's probably at the bowling alley. He's drinking. It's a 7-8. The two pins are next to each other. He thinks it's a 7-10 split and now goes through life telling everybody picks up the 7-10 split.
Now you're putting it on beer.
Listen,
now you're putting it on the liquor.
Exactly. I'll give him the 7-10. And you know what? I bet Channing has made out with a fist wad of cash from his boys bowling because I could see him just mowing down some dudes out there on the bowling alley. I don't doubt country that went to Gainesville on the bowling lot. I don't do that. I think he did it.
And you never bet the first three games. You let the guys get all the good bowls out, let them get a couple shots in them, and then, hey fellas, let's put up 50 on this one. See who wins.
Let's make it a little more interesting.
That's after
you make them drink a pitcher of beer, and you can drink six of them without being fazed.
Gino knows the game. He knows
all right,
the game.
Gino, drive safely. Drive safely, Gino.
All right, guys. See ya.
There you go. Gino Toretta, our Masters correspondent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.